And now it's time for your letters. Many of your letters concerned a segment 2 weeks ago about the translation of American business logos into Chinese in Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown. One business we mentioned was Hooters, a restaurant, and we use the term loosely, rather better known for the short shorts of its female servers than for the food they serve. Diane Post of Phoenix, Arizona wrote, Scott Simon said, we have our editorial meetings there all the time. Was that supposed to be a joke? If it was, it was extremely offensive. Is it true? If so, it is extremely offensive. The story brought back memories for M. Hansen from Danvers, Massachusetts. I'm reminded of a story told to me by a Chinese-born student I worked with 20 years ago. He said that shortly after Nixon's visit in 1972, China granted permission to select American companies to market and sell their products in some major cities, and that Coca-Cola was the first to get in on the action. You may recall that then Coke's tagline was Coke adds life, and so the advertisers worked quickly to translate this claim perfectly into Chinese characters and onto billboards all around Beijing. And the first claim ever made to the people of China by an American company was, Coke brings back your dead relatives. Last week's story about a bill in the Virginia State House to authorize raising the South Vietnamese flag in the Commonwealth drew a number of comments. Walter Hilton of Stanton, Virginia wrote, I'm embarrassed to be a Virginian. I recently returned from Vietnam, and some of the people I worked with had suffered because they had fought for the South Vietnamese Army. However, the Vietnamese have put their unspeakable suffering behind them, and they welcome good relations with the U.S. Passing the legislation will definitely damage the trust we've built and hurt our trade and aid efforts. And Chris Grattan of Brockport, New York wrote, The use of the South Vietnamese flag in any government-sanctioned context makes about as much sense and may have the same type of unfortunate repercussions as indulging the nostalgia of anti-Castro Cuban Americans in Florida or flying the stars and bars over state houses in the former Confederacy. You know, like Virginia. We welcome your letters at WESAT, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or WESAT at npr.org, and please tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name. And it was a joke. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.